Initiating transmission.
This must be episode 11. So this is the remake of episode 11. It's all about 11. It was 11. Because we did something else for 10.
Okay. So this was supposed to be episode 11. So one we called the remake of episode 11.
Okay.
All right.
If that's your fancy.
Let's do it.
Guilty as charged.
With the story.
The stories.
All right. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you recording it right now?
I'm recording.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know. This whole time we were recording it.
I snuck it.
Man. It's going to be a long opening sequence here.
Snuck it in.
Well, everything we just said is now ruined, isn't it?
Not really.
I think I just dropped one of the Cheez-Its beside the bag, in between the bag and the box.
Yep. You know what's going to happen with that?
It's going to get stale.
It just stays there.
It's going to stay there and get
nobody
stale.
Gets it.
Oh. Hello there.
You act surprised every time.
When did you guys get here? Hey, everybody. Welcome to Action Features, episode 11.
That's right.
Psych. Not.
You thought it was.
Not.
It reminds you of episode 11.
Yeah.
Because we're remaking episode 11. I don't really remember what episode 11 was about.
Either. They don't either.
But you know what? That keeps the tradition of remakes.
Yep.
Most people just completely
forget about what the original was.
Ignore
all
the
about.
First thing.
We'll take everything that was good about episode 11, throw it out, and give you more of the stuff you didn't like.
More
about
updated stuff.
11. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be explosions.
Oh.
One of Will Smith's kids is going to be in this.
Oh, that's great. make the lead male a female.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Make it a female role. Yeah.
Throw in a bumbling sidekick played by that one kid that's in all the movies.
Tell you what, why don't you make fun of some of the stuff that happened in the original one?
It's a good idea.
To let the audience know how cool you are.
Oh, they're making
and how stupid the original
yeah,
was.
Yeah, oh, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Before we start talking about these remakes, there's two things I want to talk about, though.
Tonight, the roles of Mike and James will be played... Tonight, the role of James will be played by...
Hal Sparks. He's like a has-been.
That's
now.
Fine. And the role of Mike will be played by, who's that chick from Top Gun?
I don't know her name. Hang on, let me.
I had one lined up when we were supposed to do this episode originally, and I forgot it.
I've always said Hal Sparks would play me in the movie about me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's that come out?
Next year. But they're gonna delay it to turn it to 3D and then come out the year after.
Oh, sweet! Start advertising now.
I gotta tell you, if you're being generic Cheez-Its, these are great.
They're great.
It's a different taste.
Kroger knocks it out of the park. They say you get bang for your buck here.
Top Gun.
Sometimes you can't replace a Cheez-It.
I'm gonna talk with my mouth full. Kelly McGillis.
That's it. Tonight the role. what's your guy again?
Hal Sparks.
Tonight the role of James will be played by Hal Sparks. The role of Mike will be played by Kelly McGillis.
There you go. Kelly McGillis, we've discovered this. She's aging 5 years for every year that Tom Cruise ages. She's like she is like his portrait of Dorian Gray.
Yep.
That thing's aging. He keeps her in a closet and watches her age while he stays the same.
Yeah, he can't look at her, though. He has to keep it covered. Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She didn't start off in a good place, either.
No. Uh-uh.
It was pretty rough.
No, it was never good. All right, well.
All right, tonight we're going to talk about remakes.
But first... There's two things I want to talk about.
First, there are other things James wants to talk
about. Two real quick things this time. First of all, I keep forgetting to mention that I'm watching the show Game of Thrones now.
Yeah.
I love it. This is a show where you can't guess anything. It's things you think are, you know, in shows, you think it's going to follow the set way. You know, that you've got this hero of the story and it's going to...
You've got it figured out.
...getting this way. You can't guess anything in the show. You can't have your favorite character. You think your favorite character is going to make it the whole time. Nothing's guaranteed in the show. It's fantastic. It's well filmed. It's just great.
Wow.
Great, great show.
There you have it, folks, tonight on NBC, based on the hit board game, Game of Thrones.
It's not on NBC and it's not on the board game.
Oh.
Neither one of those things is accurate.
Maybe they'll make a board game.
Sorry, I keep having a frog in my throat.
We're off to a rough start.
I know.
What else?
The G.I. Joe thing. A little bit more on that.
Okay.
They're saying now, of course, you know, we said before that 3D is not the reason. Well, a lot of people are saying through Paramount Insiders or whatever, it's that the film tested badly.
No kidding.
And that's why it's getting all these reshoots and stuff.
Hmm.
Which I don't know who they were fooling about the 3D thing, but nobody was tricked by that. But now they're saying Now that Channing Tatum, is that his name? Or is it? I always say it backwards.
Channing Tatum,
is it
I don't
Tatum
know.
Tatum Channing?
I like to call him Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum?
I think
is it
so.
Tanning Chatham?
No, I think
Tanning
it's
Chatham. It's Tanning.
We'll go with that.
It's Tanning Chatham. Tanning Chatham is a big star now, they say.
Oh.
And so.
I was unaware.
One of the things that tested poorly, and I'm sorry if this is a spoiler, but it's probably going to be changed now anyway. So the rumor is that Tanning Chatham, his character Duke, dies early.
Channing
in the
Tatum.
Tatum. Tating Chatham.
Channing Tate.
Tating Chatham.
Dating Chatham.
Dating Chatham.
Winning a date with Tad Hamilton.
Tad Hamilton's character of Duke
yeah.
Supposedly gets killed early in the film. And I'm sorry if this is a spoiler, but it's not really a spoiler now because it might get changed.
Early in the film.
We don't even know that it's true. Hmm. Well, from the trailers, it seemed like a lot of the Joes died, and that's what the whole retaliation thing was about, right?
Hmm. I wouldn't care if he
I
died.
I would love it if he died because Duke sucked in the first one.
Yeah.
I was not interested at all. I've never liked Duke as a character either. As a kid, I was always more into Flint and
Flint
Snake
cooler.
Eyes than Duke. Duke was too goody two shoes to even enjoy.
Yep.
I actually
except when he got stabbed in the heart by a snake.
And see, this is what's strange about it.
You liked that.
I loved that.
You thought
I wanted him to die. And in the original version, he does die.
Yep.
And the dialogue has changed around him because Optimus Prime dying in the Transformers animated movie. All the kids were upset, and the parents were upset because they took their kids, and this main character died. And so the dialogue was changed in the animated movie around the animation to make it seem like he went into a coma. So it's kind of weird that it's being followed now in this film, if this is true, that he goes from being killed into now not being killed, and they're going to somehow rework the film to have him not be killed, which is so dumb. They're trying to make things... the whole point, I think, was to kind of erase the first movie because most people did not like it.
Yeah.
And now they're going back, now that these screenings have happened, to put stuff back in and kind of make it more like the first movie. What? One of the things everybody doesn't like is Tad Hamilton's Duke from the first movie.
Why don't they just make a good movie?
I don't know.
Why go through all this BS of, oh, well, oh, we thought we had a good movie and then it didn't test well, why did you think that?
Well, I mean...
There's some things... We've talked about those things we're looking forward to, but... Why don't you just make a solid G.I. Joe
exactly.
movie? I mean, it's not like this is a brand new formula. You know, it's not like it's a brand new property that is untested. They've got all the winning
Yeah, all
stuff.
The ingredients.
All the
are
ingredients
here.
Are there.
But, and when you choose somebody like Tang Chansom to play Duke, you're going... you're already heading in the wrong direction.
You know what? I wouldn't say... Oh, making a cherry pie. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
And
then
I wouldn't
serve up bad cherry. I wouldn't put pineapple in it.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't put the bad ingredients in the pie.
I wouldn't make it with ham.
You have the recipe.
I wouldn't put ham in a cherry pie and say, "Oh, well, I don't know how to do it."
You already know what works.
I already know.
Yeah. It's successful and been around for so long for a reason.
That's right.
People like it the way it is. They don't want Tang Chansom as Duke. They want somebody that actually is like Duke.
It's not smarmy.
It's not.
To
it's
make
not
a, good,
a too smarmy.
To make a good movie. It's not a
too smarmy.
It's not a too smarmy to make
it's
a good movie.
It's a good idea. It's a too good idea to make a good movie. It's all right, well, that's that.
Too a good idea.
I don't want to eat up all our time on G.I.
Okay.
Joe again.
Well, I got to tell you, I had this organized before. And
okay, so let's...
I'm out of it.
Okay, we're talking about remakes.
Yeah.
Film remakes, toy remakes, movie, television show remakes. We should clarify something before we begin the conversation. The difference between a reboot and a remake.
Hold on, my friend. That is
we're
one
not
going to
do that
that's,
first?
No, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about.
Okay, so should we not clarify that first, though?
Well, that's the second question I have on my,
okay,
on my
well,
list.
Okay, well, I didn't know there was a question list.
I was going to interview you.
Oh, okay. I may not be prepared, but let's try it.
Well, I was just... Okay, James.
Hey, oh, hello.
You know a lot about movies and...
A fair amount. I would say
other
more
things,
than anybody
even
else.
Even some toys.
Yeah, I know a little bit about toys.
And comics.
Comic books.
And the like.
Yeah.
What is a remake? I hear that thrown around a lot. There's a lot of things being remade these days.
Well, I think
because of nostalgia.
I think a remake is where you've taken a totally original idea and make a brand new movie with it.
Hmm.
Is that
I don't think that's incorrect. I don't think that's correct. I think that's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
I think actually this...
It's the opposite
this
of
should be... You should be asking me questions.
Okay, maybe we should turn this around.
You don't know.
Okay, a remake... I classify a remake as where you've taken an original idea, like original story or something like that, a movie, and you're just remaking it, keeping the same story, basically, maybe having a new cast portraying it or a new... if it's in the case of toys, maybe new molds or whatever.
Right.
But you're keeping the same design, the same story, the same characters, all these things the same, but you're just retelling it and redoing it again.
Within a medium.
Within a medium.
Because you can, like, if you do a book
yeah.
and make a movie now, that's it's not different. It's not a remake.
If you have a television series, unless you're directly interpreting one episode,
right.
you know, and turning that one episode into a film... I don't consider those remakes.
I don't either. I consider them to be film... they're doing an A-Team movie.
Yeah, a film version of the A-Team show.
Right.
Or a film version of the Brady Bunch
right.
show.
But
or
it's not
like
it's
that.
Not a remake.
It's not a remake.
That brings us to question number two. What is not a remake?
Oh, well, remakes.
Hmm.
What aren't remakes is when they take, say, you know, like a show or something, mm-hmm. and they take one episode and they remake it as a film. That's not a remake.
You know what else is not a remake?
Wait, that is not the answer, actually.
Oh.
It's a reboot that's not a remake. That's what I meant to say.
What's a reboot?
Reboot is where you take a CGI cartoon
yep.
with CGI characters, and you talk about the mainframe,
kind of do
and you've got
poorly.
Dot yeah, and all these other characters, yes. and you make a cartoon from it. That's reboot.
Sounds good.
Yep.
That's what I need to know.
Yep.
Reboot would be... What's an example of a reboot?
Like the new Spider-Man film is a reboot.
Spider-Man. Batman.
Batman is a reboot.
That's a reboot. It's not a remake.
See, here's the thing, though. This is where it gets...
I'm talking about, like, you talk about...
You're talking about the... Okay, you're talking about the movie.
Like, Dark Knight Begins.
Yeah, that's rebooting the Batman
right.
franchise.
Right.
Because it has no attachment to the other movies.
Right.
Just like this new Spider-Man film has no attachment to the other movies. But it's not a remake.
It's not a remake.
They didn't, it's not telling the same story.
Right, they didn't go to
movies.
Tobey Maguire's
yeah.
Spider-Man and say,
let's do
same that.
Story.
Let's do that.
Sure, they're going to touch on the origin.
Sure.
I would hope.
Sure.
But that's an origin that's already been set about. It's not like they're, like the Tobey Maguire films introduced that origin.
Right.
So if they touch on that, it's not remaking it. It's rebooting.
That's correct.
I hate reboots, really. Especially ones that take place too soon.
They usually don't seem to pan out
they
too
don't.
Good.
They don't. I don't really like reboots.
Just don't
that much.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's something I get tired of. I hear this a lot. Like when Tron Legacy came out.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing a remake.
No.
That's not a remake.
That's a sequel.
That's called a sequel.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's not the same thing. Just because 20 years
prequels.
Have passed doesn't mean. Yeah, and there are prequels.
There's too many things.
Pre. They
yeah.
come before. Don't say remake for things that aren't remakes.
Yeah.
You shouldn't
don't
do
call it.
It
a comeback. It's I've not, been here for years.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Bring
that's
in,
my boy.
Bringing
oh, well.
Sexy back.
Yep.
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 I know that song.
Yep.
Okay, so now that we've established we've what are and what are
yeah.
not remakes.
And what are reboots and remakes and all that stuff.
What do you think...
There's sometimes a fine line here, though.
There is a fine line
yeah.
sometimes. I can't think of any examples.
There's some horror movies that I consider reboots... Or, I'm sorry, remakes, but they could also be considered reboots.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th would be a good example.
Yeah.
The new Nightmare on Elm Street would be a good example of things that are... See, I guess it's really... A lot of it stems from the fact that there's been nothing but those movies. You know what I mean? Like, the Spider-Man, it's easy to call that a reboot because these are all both of those are based off the comics. The comics
right.
always been there.
Right.
So it's not really like it's... remaking
they're going
it,
to different
yeah.
source material.
So, but when all you have is the Nightmare on Elm Street films and they do it again, you kind of have to call that a remake and not a reboot.
Right.
Because it's not like, it's very confusing sometimes to differentiate between reboot and remake.
Are they doing another one of those?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
They did just not too long ago with Jackie.
I mean,
Brown
are they
Haley.
Doing another one, another a sequel to that
I don't
one.
Think they're doing a sequel to that.
So it's not really a reboot
not
of
so
a
far.
Franchise.
Well, I would assume that they were hoping to make it a franchise.
Oh, yeah.
And it maybe didn't do as
probably
well
didn't.
As they hoped.
Probably
same
didn't.
With the Friday the 13th. I don't think they've done a sequel to that yet.
I don't think they have.
Yeah. But Halloween, they did more than one.
Right.
The Rob Zombie ones. But again, you can make a case that that's both a remake and a reboot at
yes.
the same time.
Yes, you can make
you
that
know?
Case.
You can have both things. Because I think they're basically keeping the same story there. And since the only established story has been those other films, it's kind of like they're remaking those films and just telling that story again.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this is getting confusing.
Well, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, remakes...
What about these glazed cake donuts?
You should have one.
I'm going to remake one of those.
You know what? I think I should have one.
Here they are.
Remakes.
Mm.
I don't feel that they normally do that well.
I don't either.
Now, we've been talking about comic book movies and stuff, but there are other movies... There are movies that come out that get that are remakes all the time that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do know that they are a remake, those are the ones that typically don't do that well. Why do you think that is?
Well, because we have... And I was thinking about this when we went through this list, and I was looking at some of them and going, can I see that list again?
You sure
can. It's been like three episodes since we
flip it around
to talk about this.
Flip it around.
Where's the one I was talking about? A lot of times, if you see the remake first, if you grew up with the remake or whatever, you're more comfortable with that remake.
Yeah.
Because that's one you're attached to. Whereas if you grew up with the original one, you're less likely to want a remake or enjoy a remake because you're so attached to that original version. Like there's, let's see here. Like I saw The Getaway.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Kim Basinger, Alec Baldwin one first. So I like that movie,
right?
And I don't have a problem with it being a remake because I didn't know it was a remake until later on.
Right.
Same with Gone in 60 Seconds. I saw that one first.
The Nicolas Cage one, yeah.
And really didn't know about the original one,
right?
So I have no attachment to that original one. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I only knew about the remake version. I think the Donald Sutherland one is a remake one. So I only had attachment to that one. I didn't really know the original one. So, it kind of like, if you're introduced to it that way first as the remake, you may not be so disenfranchised with it being a remake.
I agree with that.
You know?
I think a lot of youngsters are in that boat.
Yeah.
And I have been a youngster. But Total Recall's coming out. And there are things that
to Mars.
Get your...
I didn't say it.
Butt to Mars.
I didn't say it.
You didn't say it.
Yeah.
It's a family...
Get your ashtray to Mars.
Whoa. Family show. So
there.
Close.
Yeah.
Family show. But I get the feeling... I think there's a rule. I think there should be an underlying rule. If people remember it or are still talking about it, you don't remake it.
I agree.
You don't touch it.
Yeah.
That's an Arnold Schwarzenegger film. It's one of his most popular films.
Yeah.
You leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Something like The Getaway... I didn't know about that. I didn't know about the original Gone in 60 Seconds. It doesn't have any stars in it.
Yeah.
It's a decent... I mean, the original one's a decent movie, but I didn't know about that.
Should there be some kind of time frame? Really? I mean, should we wait so many years before we do it? I mean...
Probably.
How do you think... Well, see, we're in kind of
a weird
position.
With Total Recall, I think it falls within the time frame because that movie's back in, like, 85, so...
Total Recall, 85?
When did that movie come out? 87?
Right, you're horrible at this.
87?
80. I'm going to look this up. I don't think it was even 80s. I want to say...
No,
it was maybe early 90s.
It was 80s.
I don't know if it was.
Total Recall was. 89, maybe.
1990.
Are you serious?
1990. See, you're terrible at this.
That's IMDb.
You might
I
as
think
well just call it 2007.
No, I think they made that up.
They didn't... Made it up. I don't think they made it up.
I think that's a Japanese release date.
Okay, well, all right.
Maybe that's
the time frame in the movie. They're talking about the future of 1990
okay.
in Total Recall.
So 1990,
you
that's...
know less about Total Recall than my wife does. I can't believe it. I am the bomb. All this time, forever, in my whole life, I was the bomb.
So
Total Recall, the Terminator.
1990, that still gives us 22 years.
Yeah.
I think 20 years is... It should probably be 30 years, honestly.
Should it?
But...
How were our parents feeling... About, you know, Gone in 60 Seconds and The Getaway and things like that. Because they probably grew up on those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see them rebooted. What's that? I want to see the time frame in between those two. Let's find out here.
Why don't you find out?
I'm going to find out.
In the meantime, I'm going to talk about...
1974 for the original Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yes. Where he steals a 1973...
2000.
Mustang, boss.
So that's 26 years.
That's 26 years.
So that's about, I mean, that's roughly close
right.
to what...
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
So the time frame is good.
Yeah.
And I think the original one, although it's sort of an underground classic, was forgotten. Like I said, there weren't any stars...
It was gone in 60 seconds.
In 60 seconds. There were no stars in it. There's something like that. You can resurrect that and just say, okay, here's the concept. And if you watch the two movies, they're not the same movie.
See, I haven't seen the original, so I don't really know.
It's It's different.
It's different.
I mean, it's the same. They both involve a car thief, and they both involve a chase. But it's
they both
not,
have Nicolas Cage.
They both have Nicolas Cage. Right? Nicolas Cage is a baby.
He's
driving
a baby
the car.
In one of them. I'm just a little baby.
I just found out that he's a car enthusiast. He bought one of the cars from Gone in 60 Seconds.
He also likes comic books.
He likes to drive.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm kind of rambling here.
Mm-hmm. What happened there?
Well, I was talking about things that they shouldn't do. Don't touch stuff that has been like the thing.
The thing.
Classic horror movie.
But the thing was a remake.
The thing was a remake, yes. But when they remade it the first time with Kurt Russell,
yeah,
everybody had long but forgot the original thing, which I think was titled something different. It was like The Thing from Space, or
I don't know.
It had a different title.
Yeah.
And they took some core elements and flipped them over, but it wasn't that movie.
Yeah.
This time, it was that movie. When they remade it again, they remade the remake.
So, but you saw that.
What?
The Thing remake, new one?
Yes,
okay,
I did.
So you saw, I haven't seen that. I've only seen John Carpenter's thing.
Don't.
I'm not going to.
It's a waste of time.
I'm not going to see it.
It's a waste of time.
Maybe we're in a place now, though, that the current remakes just aren't as good as the secondary remakes. It's
right.
Very
so
confusing.
What I'm saying is,
maybe it's the time frame.
Why is it the time frame?
Maybe it's the time the way movies are made now. There's not many, very many good movies made nowadays.
That's true.
You know?
And I think I mentioned before replacing the male lead with a female lead.
Yeah.
They did that in The Thing. Okay, you want to have a female in there. Fine. You're missing the point. What was cool about the first movie was a bunch of dudes in a claustrophobic environment not trusting each other. That's what built the tension.
Yeah.
Now you've got a female in there and she's, oh, I can be strong sometimes, but then I'm going to be trusting to a man and he's got an earring and all this stuff, and I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a man, he has an earring in it. And, I know.
Thanks a lot, dude. I didn't want to know
it just
about the guy with the earring.
It just doesn't.
Thanks a lot.
It doesn't work. Yeah. They use too much, and they show the thing right away. Here's another thing you do. You do a horror movie.
You never want to show your thing too quick.
Don't show the thing too quickly.
You don't want to show it too quickly.
You don't want to pull up.
You want to build up the excitement.
You're playing Food Fighters. You don't want to pull out the mean wiener.
The mean wiener. You know,
right
save
away.
Him
you save him till later.
Until the battle's really going.
Build up the tension.
And then it's like, okay, things are going great. Now it's time for the mean wiener.
Build it up.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
So that the thing was not good.
Okay. So we're,
and also Clash of the Titans.
We should have had our dads in here.
We should have.
We should have had them in here and asked how they felt about the remakes, because we're looking at the time frames and things
stuff?
Like that. And how would you feel? How did you feel about these remakes that were made that we grew up on that we kind of prefer,
yep,
as opposed to the ones you grew up on that you originally liked?
Yeah.
I wonder how they'd feel. Are we really speaking from bias here? Is that why we don't want RoboCop remade and Total Recall remade and all that stuff?
Maybe.
Is because we grew up on those?
That's possible. I'm not.
Is it possible?
I'm not opposed to that
is it
theory.
Possible?
I'm not opposed to that theory.
It's possible.
Because it's possible.
It is possible.
Here's something that else that they do, though, that I said at the beginning jokingly, but they make fun of stuff from the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new one that's out. I don't know if it's out
Wrath
yet.
Wrath of the Titans. It's come and gone already.
Wrath. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That tells me something.
Yeah.
The Clash of the Titans was not good. You want to know how I know? Because I watched the original one like a week beforehand.
Yeah.
And all the things that were cool about it, they just said, like, the owl, the mechanical owl. I like that. That's a kitschy little unique thing.
Yeah.
That's what you had that was unique about that movie.
Yeah.
There's a throwaway scene in the new one where he gets into an old bin or old junk bin or something, and there's a mechanical owl. He's like, oh, what's this about? Oh, we're not taking that. And he throws it back in the thing, and that's like,
that's not funny.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is good because
don't
you didn't
take
see
stuff. Don't take stuff that you loved, that people love about the original one, and throw it out.
So you didn't see Clash of the Titans when you were growing up. You just saw it like a week before the remake, and you still preferred the original.
Correct.
So there you go. That's something to go on right there.
That's something to go on.
And I watched Clash of the Titans a lot when I was a kid, and I loved it. And I haven't ever even seen the remake. I want to see it. I've told you this before.
Yeah,
that
you will be disappointed.
I'm going to be disappointed.
I thought Wrath of the Titans looked like it might have been better.
I'm surprised they made a sequel.
I am too.
Because I didn't think the first one was successful.
I didn't think
it
was.
We're getting off track again.
We're getting off track.
Let's get back on track.
Back on track.
Is that really even a song?
That's a song, yeah. I can't remember the rest of it, though.
Okay.
Okay.
One of these days, we're going to work the Punky Brewster theme into this show. Okay.
That'd be great.
Do you know how to? Do you know the Punky Brewster theme?
I will learn it, my friend.
Okay, I want you to learn it.
I remember.
I want it to be our best.
I watched the show a lot, but it's slipped away from me.
I want us to wear shoes and socks that don't match each other in neon colors.
Mm.
I know they can't see it, but I want us to see it, and okay. I want us to sing better than we've ever sang before for the Punky Brewster theme.
Okay.
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 I can do it.
Okay.
I want to ask. In the meantime, I want to ask you, my friend, what remakes do you think worked for you?
Okay, well, I've already said, you know, I only saw The Getaway and Gone in 60 Seconds. I didn't see the original, so those worked for me. The John Carpenter's Thing, that worked for me. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, that worked for me. But ones that where I had seen the original version, almost always, it doesn't work for me.
Hmm.
Can I see that list again?
Yeah, you sure can.
Is it okay if I rattle some of these off, or would this be ruining
things? I guess.
Things?
The next question is going to be, what ones did not work? I don't want to give away anything.
Okay,
I don't want to spoil.
And,
that's a spoiler question.
I'll try and think of the ones that I'm looking over here for the ones that actually worked. And I think that's it
I think the Getaway, they did a good job, if I remember correctly. There was...
I liked The Getaway. I liked Gone in 60 Seconds.
I like the remake of Gone in 60 Seconds. I like... We keep saying these movies, but there's plenty more.
These are the ones that stand out to me, though.
310 to Yuma.
I didn't see...
The Western.
I didn't see either one.
See, that's something... That's a remake.
Yeah.
Had no idea it was a remake. I did not know, because the original one is... It was probably shot back in the 50s, you know, when Westerns were big. But that's something where they took something, kind of an obscure movie.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about that movie. Nobody remembers that.
Yeah.
And they put some stars in it, and they did a good job with it.
Yeah, sometimes a concept's great.
Do that.
Great. A movie concept is really good, and it just didn't have enough to have it be big back then. No big stars, not good production value, something like that.
Right.
And then you go back and go back to it and make it bigger, or you put in better actors or something like that, and it works. In other cases, it doesn't work to do that.
Right.
You know, you lose something.
I thought the A-Team movie was good, and that's not a remake.
It's not
but
a remake, really.
It's what we talked about.
It's great, though.
I thought
it was
really
pretty
good.
A-Team.
We had a fun time. What movies did you think did not?
Well, they hand the list back again.
Okay.
We need to photocopy this.
Yeah.
Or sit closer.
I should have made two.
You want to sit on my lap
for
the rest of this?
Here we go.
Oh, here we are. That's comfy. Okay, which ones didn't work? Footloose, I didn't even bother to see.
No, who did?
I don't want to even think about it.
Speaking of dancing movies, I want
to... Go ahead and bring it up.
I'm going to take a little
Step
detour.
Up.
Let's take a little detour.
Step up.
Battlefield America.
Yeah. Not like Battlefield Earth.
To our foreign listeners, those outside of the States, it has America in the title. This does not represent America.
Don't think of us doing this.
I cannot believe that this movie is getting made. I can't believe it exists. Bunch of little kids running around, mouthing off to each other, punching each other, and settling their differences
with
dancing.
No parents?
Yeah, what are you doing? You're hanging out at a diner?
Let's roll. On what?
When's the last time you saw a little kid on a diner?
Your big wheels?
Yeah, you got your big wheel
with
you?
You got a roll out on your big wheel? On your tricycles?
You got some roller skates?
Let's roll.
Those tin ones with the tin
stamped
wheels?
Let's roll out of here on our wheelies.
Bunch of sassy little kids need spankings.
Yeah.
I cannot believe people are making these movies.
I hate the sass.
I can't believe they're making these movies.
All right, well, tell... Okay.
Okay, so anyway...
Look up the trailer and get angry like we are.
Footloose.
Okay, so Footloose, I'm not even going to worry about it.
I'm not worried about it either, but... Let me tell you this. I'm not a fan of Footloose.
I didn't mind the original one.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't like it, though.
I agree.
But let me say this. Don't touch it.
There's no reason to.
Kevin Bacon
is
a great actor.
Yeah.
The movie is a classic. Leave it alone.
And it looked to me, from my gleaned. Is it gleaned?
Gleaned.
Am I gleaning the cube?
I'm gleaming. Gleaming
the cube. I'm gleaming my cube. Okay.
Wait till we're done.
Not on air. Okay, so from what I saw in the trailers, it wasn't like they'd updated it or anything like that.
Right.
It was like they just put different actors in it.
Right.
And
still a small town, dancing's still illegal.
It's stupid. No, dancing's not illegal anywhere now. Come on, let's get real.
No.
Okay, so let's throw that out. I didn't see True Grit.
I did see that. I'm going to make some people mad, probably. I didn't think it was that great. This is a gray area case where they actually went back to the book and used that as the source material instead of the John Wayne film.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it's supposed to be really close to the book, but the John Wayne film is such a classic that I feel like you can't do that without calling that a remake of that movie.
It's well, they wouldn't have done it had it not been for the John Wayne film being made. I mean, they probably would never go back to that book.
Probably.
Okay, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory did not work.
That didn't work.
This is a classic film.
Another one.
That you don't touch.
Don't touch it.
I mean, it's... You know, I can
appreciate... Tim Burton is guilty of some things on here.
Tim Burton is guilty of... He can't do anything unless it's, you know... It's tough to say. I'm trying to phrase it the right way. He has a tough time of doing things that aren't his.
Yes.
Of interpreting something else and putting his take on something. Other than Batman. Batman and Batman Returns work great.
Which he really took and did make his. I mean, it was very, you know...
Those are perfect. And it's not like he was reinterpreting a film or something like that. He was taking Batman, the character, and making a film out of it. But, yeah, so let's rattle off his, since we're talking about Willy Wonka. Didn't work for me.
Did not work. Too much... It seems like all the story was lacking. All the characters were lacking.
You can't top that movie, and it's just so classic and so perfect.
You can't do it.
Why?
Planet of the Apes.
Terrible.
With Mark... I like Marky Mark.
I like Marky Mark, too.
I like Mark Wahlberg, but let me tell you something. You don't belong in...
He's got a funky bunch.
You got a funky bunch, and you don't belong in Chuck Heston's shoes.
Yeah.
Feel it, feel it.
Feel the vibration.
You don't remake Planet of the Apes. That's a different song, I think.
It's close enough. Yeah. It's CNC Music Factory or something, maybe.
Because music is my life!
Feel it, feel it. All right.
Everybody dance now!
The other one he remade, Dark Shadows, that just came out
Dark
lately.
Shadows.
What is that?
I don't know.
For anybody that remembers the Dark Shadows television series, this
is
an abomination.
Not funny.
It looks... I have no interest in seeing it. I won't go see it. I really liked the Dark Shadows series. My mom used to watch it on TV all the time, and I'd see it. And I told her there was a Dark Shadows movie coming, and then I saw the trailer. I was like, Mom, don't even think about what I just said. Just, whatever I talked about before, ignore me. Don't even think about this Dark Shadows.
Mm.
I don't want to hurt my mom. Mm. All right, so is that the only ones he's ruined?
It seems to me like
I think so.
Seems like
maybe it's Mars Attacks, but Mars Attacks wasn't really a remake. He was doing those cards.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Mars Attacks is that bad. It gets kind of blasted.
Sure,
but I don't
sure.
think it's that bad. I think that's it for him and interpreting other people's stuff. Okay, so let's see. Some of these haven't come out yet that we put on this list, so I'm not going to put it on there. Those are reboots, so we're not going to talk about those.
Things I just want to talk about.
Karate Kid.
I didn't even see it.
I didn't see it either.
I had no interest. But
I'll tell you what, I don't like the entire Will Smith family. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Maybe your guys are nice and stuff, but it's getting on my nerves.
I especially don't like Jada Pinkett Smith.
I'm not interested in anything they do now. I'm sorry.
I'm not either. Welcome to Earth.
I'm not interested in
I don't
care. Fat lady.
I don't care.
You know?
I don't hear no fat lady. That fits the mold. Once again, it's a classic film.
Don't touch it.
It stands the test of time. Leave
Why?
It alone. Leave it alone.
If you can still watch the original and still enjoy it and still like it and still show it to other people, why remake that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so get that out of my face. What does CR stand for? You put CR on this
Casino
list.
Casino Royale.
Oh, yeah.
That
worked. That's one of the ones that
worked.
A lot.
And that's something else where more source material than that silly Peter Sellers. You know what happened in the original Casino Royale? Do you know?
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah. You're talking about the original movie.
Talking about the original movie.
Yeah.
Somebody
maybe they don't know.
Somebody else.
Hey, do you guys know anything about that original Casino Royale?
It's a joke.
Did you think that the new movie Casino Royale was the first Casino Royale movie?
Because it wasn't. There was one that was put out by MGM, I do believe. Somebody had bought the rights to Casino Royale, and they had owned the rights. And after they started making Bond films, they finally decided to capitalize on that. And Peter Sellers, it was Peter Sellers, wasn't it?
It's Peter Weller, RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Just made this crazy, wacky, campy 60s movie. It was barely about spies, and it was garbage, and it was a disgrace to the name Casino Royale. So anyway.
Don't see it.
You don't really
need
to
even
bother watching it.
So in that case, that was a smart idea to go back and fix that problem.
Exactly, because... Like I said, it was source material. They went back to the book, and they just said, okay, now we have the rights.
Let's do it.
Let's get away from this thing.
Let's do it. All right, so another group that doesn't really work for me is remaking... again, this could be because of my attachment, and because I grew up on them, the 70s and 80s horror movie characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Halloween films, the Michael Myers films, remaking the Freddy films, Nightmare on Elm Street, remaking the Friday the 13th films. Those things don't really work for me. The remakes don't work for me. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, none of those really worked as well for me. I don't think they're terrible movies, some of those remakes. I didn't see Nightmare on Elm Street.
I didn't either.
But I did see the Friday the 13th remake, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake. I didn't even make it through the Halloween remake because I was so unhappy about the way they changed the character and things like that. So none of those worked for me. I mean, the originals are so good, at least the first couple parts of those series, that there's no reason to make them. Why are you doing this? It just smacks of not being able to make an original character. Because if you think about it, think about those 70s and 80s like horror movie icons. Yeah. We had like the original Universal monster icons, right?
Right.
And then we move forward, and we have those 70s and 80s icons. Chucky, Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, those characters. You get through the 90s and into the 2000s, we don't have that.
I feel like the well has run dry, and people aren't even trying.
They're not.
They
can't come up with
people that are
cool.
In charge are not even trying to make anything good. I mean, you shouldn't have, most of the time when they made those new characters, they didn't know they were going to be the success that they were.
Exactly.
But they're afraid to take chances on anything like that. And when they do, it's something, you know, some stupid CGI character. Like, you don't know that that's not going to work.
Jeepers Creepers or something like
that. Yeah.
The only reason they're going back to that is because they can't come up with any good new ideas.
That's what it seems
and
like.
Half the time the remake, or almost all the time it feels like, isn't as good as the original ones.
Not as good.
They take away a lot of the things that make it cool and make it stupid.
Fitting into that is also the mechanic.
Is that the Christian Bale?
No. It's
What's that? The Machinist.
That's The Machinist.
Okay. Well, the same thing.
I haven't seen that. The Mechanic.
I assume that's what you're talking about.
Was a movie that came out last year with Jason Statham in it. I love Jason Statham.
I know you do.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
I've
seen the pictures of him on your desk.
Oh, in my locket.
Yeah. With the heart frames.
So they remade this movie, this Charles Bronson movie.
On your hope chest.
Yeah.
With an engraved frame that says, my boyfriend.
Wait. That was secret.
Dreams do come true in the corner. It's an elaborate frame.
It's got too many things written
on
it.
It's a ridiculous frame. It's huge.
I bought it at Claire's.
You just keep adding things to it. You're taping them and gluing them on there.
Whatever adhesive I can get my hands on.
You made
on.
A scrapbook.
The original Mechanic was so good with Charles Bronson. And I'm a Charles Bronson fan, but I was excited when they were going to do this. And it's just lacking. It's lacking. It's like they go to do these and they say, well, there's probably one guy in a boardroom that asks, okay, what was it that made the first one successful?
Yeah.
And then everybody else says, Bob, shut up. We're trying to just do our own thing here.
Yeah. It's like they have a dartboard.
You missed it.
Of things that are hip to do nowadays.
Yep.
And they just throw it at it, and that's what they add into the
that's
film.
That's what they add.
Yeah.
There's no tension in this movie whatsoever. There's no character build-up. There's no everything that made the original movie a movie worth watching. The whole reason why you're even considering doing a remake.
Yeah.
You threw all those reasons out the window.
And they do that with a lot of things.
They do it
nowadays.
All the time.
They take a property that's successful in the 80s or the 70s or whatever. I'm talking about like Transformers, G.I. Joe, those kind of things. They take something that was successful, and when they go to remake it, they take away all the things that made it cool and added new things. It's like, why are you going after that?
We
talked about that before. But
I know.
I'm going off on
the page. Well, let's get into things real quick. Movies aren't the only things that get remade.
No, they're not.
Toys get remade.
Yeah. They do.
Is there anything... let's just talk about successful...
successful remakes of toys?
Yeah.
I would say that, you know, the G.I. Joe 25th anniversary line.
Yeah.
I would call that a remake.
Yeah.
You're doing it with today's standards and things like that, but the card art was this, like the same kind of stuff.
The 3 3/4 had kind of died off for a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So
the designs were... outfits and things were the same.
Mm-hmm.
That was very successful in my eyes. And
yeah, I agree.
There's a reason it sold so well is because you went back to what it was before, and it was great.
Right.
The Master of the Universe Classics line, I would consider a remake for the most part of that original line.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Done with today's standards. The Thundercats line, I think, could have been a success.
Could have been.
But they've done it right.
Could have been.
But it's not.
They botched it. And those were ones that needed it.
They needed remakes.
Because the LJNs were not...
those were terrible.
They were subpar.
I couldn't even collect those as a kid. I knew as a kid they were bad.
Battle-matic action.
LJN,
Battle-matic
kiss of death.
Action.
Kiss of death. If LJN's making your toys, they're probably not going to be very good.
You can just go ahead and throw your money in
the
trash.
Throw them out the window. So, there's a lot of times where... and it's again, you're going, everything you're doing currently isn't that great. So you're going back to what it was before, and it turns out great.
Right.
Because there's no ingenuity, and there's no creativity nowadays that can spark like it did back then. And I know we go on and on about the 80s and how great it was, but it really was great.
It really was.
It really was great.
A landmark decade.
You can look back at those toys, and they may have certain, you know, I'm trying to think of the right word.
Nostalgia.
They have a nostalgia factor to them because, I mean, maybe they're not that great at toys.
But you liked them as a kid.
You liked them as a kid because everything around them was great. The cartoon was great. The design was great. This was great. That was great. And I know we're way off topic here.
Sorry.
But, so you go back and you remake that using the same kind of thing as before, but just doing it by today's standards. And, of course, it's a success because it was a success back then and you're not changing that much.
Right.
So, that's when a remake is successful.
Right.
Is when you go back to what it was and you don't change that much, it seems like.
Just represent it.
Yeah.
Is all it needs to be. It doesn't have to be totally redone. We got some Battle Beasts coming out.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't...
You kind of like it for a little bit, and then...
Yeah. The more I kind of think about it, though,
is
they took away the one element that made Battle Beasts cool.
The elements.
The elements. The rub sign elements.
The rub signs.
You rub them, and you find out, oh, is it wood? Is it fire?
Right.
Is it water? I don't know until I rub the rub sign.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
But
what team is he going to be on?
What are they going to do now? They're going to take him away. No rub signs. What? How can you take away the rub signs? That's like doing visionaries, but not doing the holograms.
Right.
Or doing, what are they called, nocturnals, and not doing the holograms on those.
Right.
Or doing transformers that don't transform.
Right.
Take away the one element that made Battle Beasts cool and remake Battle Beasts. What?
Silly.
So that's stupid.
It's a little silly.
Again, you've taken out something that made that original one so cool to do the remake, and I think it has to do with licensing or something like that they can only do certain things with it. Like they can't do the rub sign thing. There was something else they couldn't do that it was involved with the license.
That's where they need to get in and say, we're going to come up with something else.
Yeah, because if you can't do the thing that made it cool in the first place, then don't do it.
You're
going to
do some sort of hidden feature thing. Put it under hot water.
About it.
Don't be stupid.
I will say one thing, though. They're using those mini-mate bodies, and they're cleverly hiding those mini-mate bodies.
They are doing that with
they're doing a good job
with the armor. I agree.
Yeah.
And the sculpted heads is good. Back to movies. Final question. What movies would you like to see?
Oh, man. I didn't even think about this.
Remade. No, of course. I haven't asked you yet.
I wasn't prepared. What movies would I like to see remade?
Yeah, like you wouldn't mind. A setup. Like, for me, for example, Stallone, for a long time, had talked about, and it was rumored that he had the rights to remake Death Wish.
Yeah. We talked about this.
I would have liked to see that.
I would have liked to see that.
Now, Death Wish is a classic film.
Yeah.
Charles Bronson, hard to top. So, if it was just any Joe Schmo, if it was whoever was going out to remake Death Wish, I would say, leave it alone.
Yeah.
But since Stallone was on board, and he was going to do it and direct it, I would say, okay, I'd be interested to see that because he, you know, there are certain people I trust. He's one that I would say, okay, you could do that.
You could do it.
And make it into something, you know, worthwhile. Do you have any, like...
This is a tough question.
Like, any hidden gems? Like,
I'm thinking maybe American Ninja.
American Ninja would be great.
I wouldn't mind seeing that redone because I don't have that much of an attachment to it, but it's a cool concept, a cool story, and things like that.
That's funny you said American Ninja.
I would like to see... I think that would be probably one that I would like to see remade.
Right. And that's one that they could update without offending too much... Exactly. Without stepping on too many toes.
Because I don't think a lot of people have such an attachment to American Ninja. Right. But we all know American Ninja.
I do.
And we would all, you know, still enjoy that kind of story. I think that one would kind of work. Bloodsport might kind of work.
Yeah.
You know, I think that... As much as I love the Jean-Claude Van Damme Bloodsport, it'd be kind of neat to see somebody else do that, you know, that kind of thing. Plus, seeing a cool action movie like that again, if it's done right, would be great.
Right. Oh,
Jane Fonda is going to redo Bloodsport.
Jane Fonda is
going to
redo... Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Nicholas Winding Refn, or Rain, I can't remember. He directed Drive.
Okay.
Great director, is redoing Logan's Run, or is rumored... to have rights to redo Logan's Run, I guess next year or a couple years from now or something.
Who was I talking to about Westworld?
I don't know.
I don't know what it was about. Was you that I was talking to? It might have been Bobby's friend at work.
Westworld is one that, I really love the original one.
I think they would go too far if they remade it. I think that
if they that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing a remake of that, but only if you're going to do it correctly. I don't want to see a bunch of crazy robots, CG, flying around.
That's what makes the first one so charming, is that it's the way it is. You know, like Blade Runner or something like that. I wouldn't want to see that redone, even though maybe the effects nowadays could be better than what it was. Although I love Blade Runner's effects. I'm not saying anything bad about
them. Yeah, I don't think you can top
it. I'm just saying that, I don't want to see it taken to that level. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
My wife's here. My wife's here to pick me up.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that.
I thought I was driving you.
No, my wife's going to take me home.
Oh.
Since we're in one car right now.
I was going to drive you home. Who's going to drive you home tonight? Oh, man, that was not planned.
That was nice. That came out of nowhere. I should make her come in here and get on the show.
She won't do it.
I'm going to send her a text. She won't do it, though. Let me see.
Hmm.
I'm going to send her a text here. We're about to wrap it up anyway.
Wrap it up. Yeah, we are.
Let's see here. God, I got a lot of texts in here.
Oh, we gotta hurry up. I wish
you want to say anything else?
I wish I would hurry up.
Say whatever you want to say.
I wish you would hurry up.
I'm gonna send her a text. I'm gonna say still recording. Want to come in?
what else would I like to see remade? Seems like there are some older movies that I appreciate a lot, but I wouldn't mind seeing a You know, Logan's Run is one of those that. I like that movie a lot. I really loved it when I first discovered it.
Yeah.
But if the right person got their hands on it, they could really make it a very engaging film.
There's been enough distance between Logan's Run and then the remake too. She's not going to come on the show. Let's just wrap it up.
Let's
wrap it up, man.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done
with the show.
I don't have a thing. I don't have a thing.
I don't either.
We're done.
Just use the ones from episode 10 if you want them that bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're done.
This episode's been brought to you by episode 10. Or no, wait, 11.
We remade 11.
This episode's been brought to you by whatever I said on episode 11.
Yeah.
Okay?
Done.
Good enough for you?
Next week, we're going to do the All Fans special. So this coming week, we want you guys...
She said no. Oh, just to let you know.
I thought so. We want you guys to post questions on our Facebook. Next week, we're going to spend the whole episode, we're going to read all of these.
All of them. And we'll answer anything.
And we'll answer all of them.
It may not be a correct answer, but we'll answer it.
We'll answer it. Okay, so everybody.
What's the website address again for the Facebook?
www.actionfeatures.org.com/imdb.org.
Oh, goodness. It's
hyphen.
Okay, it's facebook.com/actionfeatures.
Yes.
Okay? That's
facebook.com.
That means you're going to have to like the page.
/actionfeatures.
Ask us questions.
That's fine. Go ahead and like the page and then ask us questions. It can be about...
Want to know our favorite snack? We'll answer it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Mike's shoe size?
Hey.
He'll tell you.
We'll tell you.
This is the time. If you wanted to know something, now's the time. Anything you want to know.
Ask it. And this can be about, doesn't have to be about us.
Anything.
Toys, anything you want to discuss, any comments, we're going to read. We're going to go through it all.
We're just going to keep the Facebook page open and just talk about it.
And just keep going.
Yeah.
So.
Keep on rolling.
All right.
Ha ha.
Action features.